talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
This is only for the cool cats. The sterile creeps can crawl out now.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I need to say something. I know this seems bleak, and it feels like we're all doomed. The point is, I believe that we're destined to succeed. There is nothing that the bad place can throw at us that we can't handle, because we are an incredible, inspiring, brilliant group of
supercharged D-bag ass-wiping maniacs. I mean, look at you. I am so proud of how disgusting and cruel you all are. You suck. You all suck. Donkey butts.
And now.
So let's kick things off with our official Bad Place song.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids.
Ooh, are we singing?
Shut up, Glenn.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean show. It is Monday morning, the 30th of September.
Ladies and gentlemen, the monkey has returned.
Yeah. Return of the Kev dog, you guys. Mm-hmm. A lot of people said Bean was saying that I was dead.
That's rare. I mean,
it seems to happen a lot.
Yeah.
Well, we just assumed.
I see.
You know how it is.
Sure.
Even when it's scheduled time off,
sure.
We assume you're dead. Yeah. Plus, you were in Spain and you're Kevin, and I felt like there was a lot that could go wrong.
How dare you?
Well, I mean, last time a bus nearly ended you. Mm-hmm.
That's possible, but I learn. I learn from my mistakes.
So that's what you're well known for.
That's what I'm well known for.
This time it was a train.
You sometimes don't make great decisions. And
I feel like I make pretty solid decisions.
And when you're on vacation, and I guarantee you were up 22 hours a day.
Not.
Because you didn't want to waste a minute of it.
But not every day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How was it?
It was fantastic.
Are you sad to get back?
I think I'm gonna move there.
Yeah. I said, Kevin, that's where he will end up eventually.
No, I mean today.
Oh, okay. See, I meant maybe years down the road. You meant just you came back for more clothes.
Right.
Okay. They don't sell cargo shorts there.
I have often thought of living in Spain, by the way. I think Spain is fantastic.
Don't really miss for Kevin.
No. Oh, because he won't go. That's right. He won't go. I mean, I think Barcelona might be my backup city to London. That's how much I love it there.
Wow.
So I totally get it, man.
Yeah,
I totally get it.
I imagine you feel very differently about what you love about Barcelona.
As what Bean loves?
Yeah,
I would assume
I feel like
that's
it would
true.
Be very different.
I would assume that's
maybe
very
a little overlap, but mostly different.
Yeah, I don't think I was at an opium den at 4 a.m. like Kevin was.
It's not an opium den. It's just a club.
I heard it was an opium den.
It's just a club.
It's
Discoteca Kevin's back. That was my Spanish accent.
That's interesting.
Thank you.
That was worse than Bean's British.
Hey, welcome back, buddy.
It's sort of Italian.
Yeah, a little bit of Italian. Yeah.
It's getting there.
So we'll hear about Espana later, then, I take it.
See.
Okay, and
see how that works.
I didn't know you learned the language while you were there.
Bilingual, bitches.
Dude.
Flawless.
Kevin's bisexual now, you guys. That's great. And Allie, briefly, you had a huge weekend.
I mean, yeah.
Was it fun?
I had two performances up at Levity Live, the Improv in Oxnard.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It was fun. Yeah, Friday, I don't remember much of it because it was like a 20-hour day.
Yeah.
But people said they had fun.
Okay.
And then got to drive back home, then drive back up there Saturday, but met so many really, really nice, both KTLA viewers. I'm like, it's been years, people. You got to let it go. And Kevin and Bean listeners, just so kind. Some that drove from Covina.
Wow.
I was like, you guys are
gosh.
Really kind, and I'm sorry that's what you came for.
I was wondering if any Kevin and Bean listeners would come to the thing, and it sounds like they did, and that's great.
And from Bakersfield, lovely Kevin and Bean listeners.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, really, really, really kind, really nice, really fun. And seriously, that dude, right?
Patrick Warburton.
Your co-star? Is so good. Like, just boom. All of a sudden, he's just a guy on stage with that voice, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
He's just, it was amazing. Yeah.
I would, I'd give a year's salary for his voice. I really would. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Imagine what I'd give.
Yeah. Right. There's no video or clips or anything like that. Nothing. No way for people who couldn't be there to see it, Allie?
I don't believe so.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
I hope you guys are taking it on the road, though.
Oh, yeah. This is my last day.
She's going to Spain.
I came back to help Kevin move.
Oh, that's nice.
And then okay. I'm heading out. Our first show is in Spain. So it's going to be great.
All right. We have time for the thing, right? Sure we do. Here's the headline, you guys, and tell me how much of this you want to hear. AutoNation Acura in League City, Texas, employed a weaponized farter, according to a former employee's lawsuit.
I would like to hear it all.
Yeah, please.
A weaponized farter, you guys. Shout out to Mike Catherwood.
Right.
We had him here, and he was one of those as well. Brett Boyan.
We had to make a rule because of Mike.
Yes.
Do not fart in the studio. It is a making rules in
it's
here.
It's a fireable offense.
It's ridiculous. Yes.
And by the way, Corolla was also pretty famous for that. He used to go target you. He'd walk up right behind you and just let loose. Brett Bland is a car salesman who has had his fill of the raunchy sales bro culture at the Southeast Texas dealership where he used to work. According to court documents filed in Galveston County, Bland is suing his former boss and the dealership's parent company for what he calls a sexually hostile and at times smelly work environment that he endured, not necessary. He endured for more than a year at the AutoNation Acura dealership in League City, which is near Houston, by the way. In the lawsuit...
I mean, those sound wet.
Are those?
Come on.
I'm not doing anything.
To tell a story.
Clean their underwear.
In the lawsuit, he accuses his former boss, Jeremy Pratt, of weaponizing his own farts and repeatedly pinching Bland's and other male subordinates' nipples.
It seems like they buried the lead here.
Hey, what?
I think there's one that's very easy to sue for,
said pinch, I thought maybe it was good. I don't know.
Pinch his nose?
Know something.
Yeah.
Well, no sense.
Like you said, it was a sexually hostile work environment.
Yeah.
According to the lawsuit, he reinforced dominance over his subordinates by regularly entering their enclosed offices, intentionally farting, and then laughing as they were forced to breathe soiled air, said the plaintiff's petition. Oh, come on.
I'm not doing anything.
It also says that Pratt's behavior was tolerated in the office and by upper management, and that opened the door to even nastier behavior. Bland accuses Pratt of warning that if anyone complained about him to the HR department, officials wouldn't do anything because Pratt had the director of human resources wrapped around his finger. So he is still working there, by the way. They did fire the farter, all right? Mm-hmm. He is still working there. But somehow the dealership instituted a new policy after the manager was fired that said the guy who sued, if he didn't sell 8 cars per month, he would be fired, which was a new policy.
How's that possible?
New policy against the whistleblower, essentially.
That doesn't seem fair. But also, let's go back to the nipples.
Yes.
So he's just walking around his work being like, T-twister, like just doing it to people?
Yes.
That seems fireable immediately.
It certainly does.
The farts are at least a human, you know, like, oh, I fart all the time. I'm sorry, guys. Like, you could probably get away with that.
Not
this one.
Whoa.
Oh.
That's a fireable fart right there.
Oh. Gentlemen, that was a fart.
Thank you.
It's for the announcement. I don't think there's any way he could defend himself as it just being a slip, because he walks into their office, closes the door, walks up to their face, and lets loose. But yeah, the T-twisters, I think that's just adding insult to injury. Does not sound like a good place to work, and it sounds like obviously somebody is punishing the guy for the lawsuit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's a bad deal, and I don't approve. Okay, that's plenty.
All right.
Monday. Come on. Is that how you want to start?
I didn't pick the story.
That's a good point.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
How do you know Kevin again?
Soccer.
Church.
Desert Storm.
That's an odd choice. Great news on the program today because it's Monday.
Great news.
We have people who are unattractive that you're attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
I guess most people consider them unattractive, but we all have those.
Yeah.
People that we like. Some
like
vacation
Kevin,
highlights.
Like Kevin, you don't get bonkers, for instance, right?
No, I don't.
The world is in love with her.
Yeah.
And you got nothing for her.
No.
Okay.
If I remember her name, this would help, but I don't.
Cotillard?
Cotillard.
Yeah.
Marion?
Yeah.
Bonkers.
Her eyes are all...
Bonkers.
Felipe Esparza on the program today.
Hey.
Love him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we've got your tickets for Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights as well. We'll take a
Come on, that's not necessary.
That story's over.
Stop now it. You're going to twist my nipples?
I'm going to need that.
Hey, Allie McKay.
Hey, Bean.
What the heck is happening?
Well, some movie stuff. Want to hear about it?
I do.
Here we go. So Sony Pictures and Disney jointly announced on Friday, it's official, they have reached a deal for Marvel Studios and Kevin Feige to produce the third film in the Spider-Man Homecoming series starring Tom Holland.
Yes!
And we only have to wait till July 16th, 2021.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That's like tomorrow.
It is. And as part of the arrangements, Spider-Man will also appear in one future Marvel Studios film.
I thought there was a slam the door shut. There's no option. Let's not even consider it.
Then
anymore.
They remembered money.
Money.
They were like, wait a minute. We did some math and we should probably go to lunch. And then they went to lunch and everything's cool. Feige also made fans' Spidey senses tingle by teasing that as Sony continues to develop their own Spidey universe, you never know what surprises the future might hold. So they'll go back to the table and figure it out as well once they see how much money it makes off of these two new ones. Who's excited?
I am, actually.
Good. Tom Holland, very excited.
Very earnest answer.
I mean, you spoke up first. We were all going to say we are as well.
Okay, all right, good.
But Tom Holland responded to the news by sharing the clip of Leonardo DiCaprio from the movie Wall Street, where he breaks the news to everyone that he's not going anywhere, and then the whole office erupts.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was funny. Tom Holland's like, remember that part in that movie? That's me. Like, that's me right now.
He's like a millionaire. He's at home searching for gifts.
Yes, I love it so very much. Movies this weekend, not a whole lot going on, but Abominable won the box office this weekend.
As all right, let me weigh in here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm a guy who pays attention to things.
No idea.
I like to stay current.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Until I saw that headline yesterday, I had never heard of Abominable. Now, I know I'm not the target audience. Mm-hmm. I'm not, looking online for movies to take my kids to. But, like, literally had never even heard the word Abominable.
You pay close enough attention that you would have heard of it.
Yeah. I would have heard of a movie coming out.
Yeah.
A major movie coming out.
Yeah.
But it was number one at the box office, and I never, ever even heard of it. I feel like such a loser.
I wouldn't.
I mean, it's pretty judgmental about yourself. You're okay.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
I had seen a billboard. That's all I know. Okay. I saw one billboard.
Is it about the snowman?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I think he's like angry at a little kid in the billboard or something. But in truth, you know, they're going to become best friends.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, somebody heard about it.
Number one.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, number one, $20.85 million. Downton Abbey slid into second place. Bean, that's the only movie you've been talking about. How was it?
I haven't
you
been.
You son of a bitch.
No, I'm going. Believe me. I am going. I'm very busy, but I cannot wait. I'm super psyched for it.
Yeah, can't wait.
Been out 2 weeks. Psyched.
Very
now.
Literal. Can't wait.
I'll get there. I'll get there.
Okay.
Guys, I just saw yesterday, last weekend. Okay. I'm a little bit behind on my movies.
Okay.
A little bit. In third place, Hustlers added another $11.47 million.
I want to see that too.
By the way, $20 million movie to make, and globally so far, $95 million.
All right.
I feel like that's a good return, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. It Chapter 2 landed in fourth place, and then, that can't be great, Brad Pitt. Ad Astra filled out the top five with just $10.2 million.
I have heard that is not good.
I saw the first one-tenth of that. And
what?
Then next weekend, I'm going to go back for like three-tenths.
What?
And
no,
then
we?
It's going to take me a good 6 months to get through
was
that
was it
movie.
In Spanish?
No, but it's
okay.
Slow. We're slow. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Very slow. Didn't move.
You did see it.
Yeah.
You bought a ticket. You sat down.
No, he saw it for reals. I think he was joking that it was long. So you sat through the whole thing.
Yes.
Oh. Did you fall asleep?
Probably.
Okay.
Right.
Wow.
It's a.
Can't believe you saw Ed Asner.
It's very slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slow movie.
Did it go through his whole like childhood leading up to all of his
no, but it
Ed Asner shows?
Or... Big Ed Asner fan over there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huge. All the shows and the stuff he's
in. I didn't realize
all
the shows and stuff.
Movies.
When he's like, there's no cat. Did they do that?
Honestly, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
Okay.
The movie is called Ed Asner. That's the joke.
It's Ed Asner.
Oh,
it sounds like, yeah.
Wow. Right. I'm okay not getting that.
See? Mm-hmm. There he is.
You know what it reminds
me of?
I'm
okay not getting that.
Your description, Kevin, reminds me of, and I know some people liked it, a lot of people thought it was very slow and boring, was Solaris. Remember the George Clooney space movie Solaris?
Yeah.
That was just a lot of like really quiet, like going through space stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was very little. There was very little sound in that one.
That's what it says on the poster. It's very space quiet stuff. Going through space
There's
stuff.
There's a tremendous amount of close up of Brad Pitt.
Okay.
Go on.
And,
oh, go
you,
on.
And you hear, he's doing VO, so you hear his thoughts.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And that's the whole movie.
But see? His face is on the screen,
you
though,
just
a lot?
Sold
the whole time.
Right there.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I'm going. Time.
All right.
Not enough louts, sounds like.
I just need a movie to end at a different place from where it began.
Okay.
that is asking for a lot.
Ooh. That's it's not a great review.
No.
No.
I didn't love.
Okay.
There's no catch.
All right, there he is again.
See, because Ed Asner.
Yeah, I get it.
Sounds a lot like
I'm happy I didn't get it then, though.
The
I'm all right with
title.
That.
It wasn't. It's not great.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Some birthdays for you guys. From the Dodgers, Kenley Jansen. Tony Hale.
Love. Oh,
Tony Hale.
Mm-hmm. Love him in everything.
Forky.
Rapper T-Pain. Ezra Miller. Kieran Culkin. Marion Cotillard.
Bonkers.
How weird we were just talking about
very
her.
Very strange.
Eric Stoltz. Jenna Elfman. Fran Drescher. And on my Mount Rushmore of Hallmark movies, lovelies, Lacey Chabert. Anybody?
I didn't understand that last sentence, but okay.
Like, there are certain people in the
Sorry
Hallmark
I asked.
Movies. Oh, yeah, that's...
Anyone see Billie Eilish on SNL over the weekend?
Did not.
She was charming and adorable. I think she won over a bunch of new fans.
Mm-hmm.
And, Kevin, while you were out, she announced a huge arena tour for next year,
I
too.
Saw that. That's
she
exciting.
Just, she blew up fast,
yeah.
Didn't she?
Those and, dates are like 2020 or whatever?
Yes,
yeah,
that's
I can't
right.
make it. I already have stuff that we
can. Stuff that we can.
Jensen, you would love her. She's so good in concert.
I'm the biggest Billie Eilish fan. I think she's amazing. I just have to pick up my cleaning that day. So I can't. It's just I already have it set in my calendar for next year, and I can't move
for,
it.
You can for do every that. Day of next year?
No, just the day she's in L.A. I can't travel because those other days I have to get my haircut.
Understood. Yes, you're very busy.
All of the other days you have to get your
All
haircut.
Of them, okay. Yeah.
King of Mexico.
Good morning.
We had a conversation off the air the other day. I was surprised, by the way. I just read an article the other day about how huge Pokemon Go still is. How huge it still is. I think it's still like the number one mobile game app, for instance.
And still can't actually say it. Pokemon.
And I was surprised to find out that there are still people who are buying whatever it is you buy in that game, spending money on the Pokemon.
Yeah, man.
And Dave is one of those people who's actually spent money on the game.
I felt bad because I just spent $5 to expand my Pokemon Go storage.
Mm-hmm.
So now I could get more Pokemon.
But storage, huh? Not like that seems a little better than what other people purchase.
Does it?
Well,
slightly.
He's
because...
buying a freaking shed.
True.
I'm not sure that's... How excited can that be?
Yeah, but I felt terrible. And you
Why
know...
did you feel terrible? Just because you felt like a sucker that you were giving up
yeah,
money?
Yeah, I mean, I spent $5 to just so I could collect more Pokemon, which
You're
I
loser.
Guess yeah and I guess that's the object of the game.
Well,
but,
of course, yeah,
but you know, and I'm still playing Pokemon Go at the same time, so
I mean both you know. Are true,
but mm-hmm. it's fun so I enjoyed it.
A survey has just been released that said the average iPhone user in the United States spent guess how much on purchases within apps during 2018.
Wow. The
average
okay.
I mean, I'll go with what I spend, which is probably about $10 on two games, like $5 and $5 just to download them.
I'm going to say, wait, this is after you download them, right?
Yeah, like this is overall.
In-app.
Overall.
This is, okay.
This is, it says in-app purchases.
So I've already downloaded the app. Now I'm spending
right.
money.
Oh, okay. I've done zero then, but I'm going to be nice and say 10.
I would say $50.
$79.
That's average.
And 36% higher than the year before.
Oh
so
my.
This is where, I mean, Apple is smart, by the way, to be encouraging this, obviously, mm-hmm. because they're not making the money off the iTunes downloads. But $79 people were spending, and I assume almost all of that is for games, right?
Oh, yeah.
I would assume. So. Almost all of that.
And Mario Kart came out last week, and that's like a huge release for them, so it's only going to get higher.
Yeah, I bought him a shed.
I need to store more cards. Yeah.
By the way, just a quick segment. But if you've spent a ton of money on in purchase during with a game app, we want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. In app purchase is the way that sentence was supposed to go. Mm-hmm. By the way, our friend Rachel is on the phone.
Hey, Rachel.
She joins us on K-Rock.
Hi.
Hey, Rachel. How you doing?
Hey, are you the one that just took the test and passed?
She's like
that?
A therapist now.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, thank you. Mm. That's me.
You've literally just now, your IQ is too high and you can no longer listen to this program.
Well, don't worry. She's going to say something that'll lower it in a second.
Okay, excellent. Yeah.
We've met Rachel. Would we go to her with our problems? Do you guys think she looks like she knows what's going on?
On the fence on that one. Not positive. Okay. I need to spend some more time with her.
let her make this admission and then we'll decide.
Okay, all right.
So we're talking about in-app purchases, Rachel, and we heard something about you. Do you want to confess now?
Yes. I have spent $1,600 on Pokemon Go.
What?
Rachel.
You said $1,600. Did you mean 16?
Yeah.
You meant $16.
No. 1,600 pennies?
No.
Oh.
1,600 over the course of 3 years.
Oh, I was out. That makes perfect sense there.
This is instead of buying a home?
Yeah, well, I can't afford that anyway. So
those homes you could get for $1,600, though, are pretty good.
Yeah, don't worry. You can live in Dave's shed.
Rachel, for those of us who don't play the Pokemon, tell us how that's even possible to spend that much money. I can't believe they even make that much available to
Sheds,
buy.
Sheds, Bean, for God's sakes. We just heard Dave.
Seriously, what did you buy?
Another thing.
Oh, no.
Eggs. And then you can hatch them.
Okay, so she can buy eggs and then hatch them.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mostly spend my money on those because you need to put them in a little incubator, and that incubator only lasts a couple times, and so I'm just going through and doing that.
I see. Can I answer the question now if I would trust her with my problems?
Yeah, same with me. Yeah.
Can you, I know that your father molested you, but can you hold on for a second? I have an egg that's about to hatch.
Rachel, do you think, as a licensed therapist in the state of California, do you think that this is a healthy behavior?
So what I tell myself is that this is no different than, like, spending money on any other type of entertainment. Like, if I went to the movies every weekend, it would be pretty much the same amount of money over the course of a year, so.
But do you also see movies?
Sometimes. I mean, this is really one of the only things that I, like, spend my money on consistently.
And you have the money to do it so that it doesn't hurt you. You're not spending rent money.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I live comfortably. I'm fine.
Okay. And what was the best Pokemon you got out of these?
Yeah, what was the best one?
Shed nerd.
Oh, I've gotten a lot of Pokemon that are like the perfect stats that are. It's too much to get into, but.
No. Okay. Please.
We've got time.
I know, I don't think you want to hear it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I have just decided, although Rachel is a very consistent and beloved Kevin and Bean listener, that I am going to turn her into the cops.
Wow.
I've just decided. Okay. I'm turning her in. I'm sorry. All right, Rachel. Well, don't make any more dumb decisions. Thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate you, okay?
Thank you.
We love Rachel.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to Connie West Covina, line 3, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about in-app purchases. The average for an iPhone user is $79 per year. Mm. Connie, what's going on with you?
Hey, last night I freaked out and I spent like $30, and I've never done this before.
Was it a one-time purchase, $30?
No, it was like multiple small ones for gold bars for a game I haven't played for like 6 years.
And you just got back into it? Couldn't stop yourself.
How much was each gold bar?
I was doing, first I started off at $1.99 for 10, and then I got a little bit more, and I just felt like I deserved it. I never spend money on crap like that.
All right.
You decided it was time to treat yourself.
Yeah.
I did. I was like, why am I suffering? I have the money.
Okay.
And then I felt terrible about myself.
Ugh, look, if you can make yourself happy for $30, spend the $30. You're not crazy like Rachel.
That's exactly how I felt.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it, Connie. Let's go to Tim, by the way. He worked for a mobile gaming company. Maybe he can shed some light on this. Tim, line two, Whittier. Welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Great.
So what it is there's not just these people who pay money to keep playing, mm-hmm. but there's also this new other kind of game called a gacha game where it's kind of like a machine where you put your money in and, you know, a random toy drops out. So, for example, the Mario Kart game that just came out, there are certain characters like Mario wearing a special hat or Princess Peach or something like that that you can draw, and you can technically draw for free if you keep playing, and they'll say, but if you pay a certain amount of money, so like 20, 30 bucks, you can draw 10, you're guaranteed to get at least one of them for free, but mm-hmm. it's not always the one you want, and these drop rates are like 5 to 1%. So you have people who don't pay any money, but then you have whales who will pay hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars, to get these 1% characters, and they'll do it every single time.
Thousands. That is technically gambling.
There's a whole thing about that going on right now. I think Europe's trying to legislate on it. Yeah. Companies are trying to say it's not gambling because you don't get these physical items, but there's actually a lot of...
It's literally just throwing your money away.
Nothing. We're not gambling because we don't give you anything good.
Great news is coming up just after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. It is 6:51.
We could use a little bit of great news today, I think.
Yeah.
Agreed. Hey, Allie.
Bean.
What's happening on this Monday morning?
Well, BoJack Horseman is going to be riding off into the L.A. sunset. Sad bassoon indeed. Netflix has announced that the forthcoming sixth season of the adult animated comedy will be its last. They also revealed that the concluding season is going to air in two parts. So the first one will launch on October 25th, and the second half will launch next year on January 31st. BoJack Horseman, of course, features the voice of Will Arnett as a former 90s sitcom star, who's also a horse, as well as voices of voices of Amy Sedaris, Allison Brie, Paul F. Tompkins, and Aaron Paul. But fans will also be able to catch all the reruns of BoJack on Comedy Central, which, remember when that happened? They were like, by the way, we're going to get the rights to this Netflix show, show them. That's huge.
Yeah. And so, by the way, show rules.
Do you think all of them are like, we're okay because we're going to get paid forever for the show?
And I did most of it in my pajamas from my studio.
Yeah. Not
it's
bad.
Such a good show, you guys. It really is.
I feel like no one else watched the boat on it.
Oh, Bean.
I watched a couple of episodes and I felt like... maybe I missed it.
It's not, I mean,
hearing
it's not,
you say that, maybe I should.
Well, it's not always funny. Sometimes it's actually kind of sad and touching. It's like, it plays with real stuff. It's good.
I mean, it's tough being a horse who used to be famous on a TV show,
right? That's right. Not easy.
That old trope.
It's true. It's sad news for James Hetfield and Metallica fans. Guitarist and frontman James Hetfield has entered rehab, and the band is canceling their upcoming tour in Australia and New Zealand while he receives treatment. The guys, Lars Ulrich, Kirk Hammett, and Rob Trujillo all posted on Twitter, and they announced the decision and apologized to disappointing their fans, but, I mean...
They did the right thing.
The guy needs to get some help, so that is what he is doing. So that was shocking to a lot of people when they tweeted that on Friday.
And I thought, first of all, I'm so grateful that I've never been burdened with addiction, but I also thought you never get over it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could be sober for 40 years and something like this could happen.
Yeah.
You know?
He's been struggling with this for decades. Absolutely.
Yep. Wish him well.
Someone else who is definitely struggling, Aaron Carter. I mean, it's insane
what is
happening with this guy.
What happened with him?
Well, his brother Nick from the Backstreet Boys took out a restraining order against him because he was threatening his pregnant wife to kill her and the unborn child. His twin sister also taking out a restraining order against him. He's got a ton of guns. The police have been to his house numerous times.
Wow. I think he also said that his late sister, which I didn't know they had a deceased sister, but I think he was saying he was molested by his deceased sister Aaron Carter raped a 91-year-old.
Oh, my Yikes. God.
Yeah, that was this weekend. He's having quite a run, this one.
Or he said that Nick raped him.
Sorry, Nick,
Yeah. And to top it all off, he posted a picture on Saturday of himself on Instagram with a new tattoo that covers his jaw, his cheek, his cheekbone, his temple, and just under his eye. It's Medusa, and he wrote, "I'm the biggest thing in music right now. I can't be denied. Fact check me." Yikes.
Wow.
So, that's...
Is he even in music anymore?
I don't think
he's
so.
He's the biggest thing in
music. Oh, sorry.
Didn't you hear? Listening?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Come on, dude.
That is a serious face tattoo.
Yeah. 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 That's not something that you... You just do all willy-nilly, but right, unfortunately, right. I feel like he did do it all willy-nilly, so yeah. It's a bad situation
right there. Yeah, it's pretty scary. By the way, Kevin, while you were out, we talked to Dr. Drew about why they can't 5150 this guy, and it's crazy how tough it is to do that sometimes, even with all this evidence that Allie just threw out there. Yeah. He's still walking around making these threats and has guns. Mm-hmm. Scary.
Yep, that is scary.
It is insane. So fans still waiting for Kanye West to release his Jesus is King album. Album, of course, originally scheduled for Friday. That day came and went. Then Kim Kardashian took to her Instagram stories to reveal, don't worry, it's coming up on streaming platforms on Sunday. Have you guys listened to it? How is it?
It's not out.
They haven't released it.
Only this clip.
Because baby, I'm awesome.
This is like an older thing.
Old,
yeah.
But Kim Kardashian said it would be out last night.
There is actually one tiny clip from the real album.
Okay.
Which you guys probably haven't
heard. Yeah.
New Kanye from Jesus is King.
Poop diddy scoop, scoop diddy whoop, whoop diddy scoop dee poop, poop diddy scoop.
Worth it, yeah. Yeah.
It's a weird clip to put out.
Very weird.
No beat or anything.
In other news, during his listening event in Chicago, he revealed that he's no longer making secular music. Only gospel from here on out. Mm. What? What?
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
Well, that's what this one was, right?
Yeah. And it's not
and
even
he's been
out,
doing that
sir.
Church morning
Yeah, he played like
service
five churches
Sunday
this
service.
Weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're only going to be doing gospel from now on, maybe release the gospel one.
Sure.
Let people know what they're in for.
Put it out there.
For the rest of time. I don't know. Guys, I just...
Jesus Christ.
What's the point of thinking?
Is Jesus is King is the album.
Oh, no, I was just like... it was like you're a saying. Yeah, Jesus Christ. It was just record would come out.
Yeah, understandable. So women, I don't know if you know this, we're bombarded with beauty ads constantly. Do this for your wrinkles. Eat this, you won't get bloated. Sleep on this silk pillowcase, you won't get wrinkles. It's insane.
Right.
So now I'm happy to see that men are being bombarded by Instagram influencers as well. With something called the fitness ball and facial toner. Dudes are chewing on rubber balls in an effort to tone their jaws.
Nope, that's not happening.
It's a U.S.-based company called Jawline Me. Promises customers will get a chiseled jawline if they just chew on that ball 10 minutes a day for 3 months. The fitness ball and facial toner... It's being promoted by Instagram influencers. Comes in three different resistance levels. However, a warning from dentists, you could break your teeth
No upside.
Wow. It's zero upside.
You have a ball gag in your mouth and you're just chewing on it for 10 minutes a day for 3 months.
It's a cud is what it is.
Yeah. So who on the show wants to try it out?
Beer mug
looks great. He has no teeth, but
but look at that jawline.
Yeah, things have come together for a space.
Mugs, maybe that's what you've been missing.
Look, my jawline is already nice and defined. I don't need it. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. All
right. Way to take one for the team.
Yeah, it gets here on Wednesday. I already ordered Jawline Me.
All right. Fantastic.
Jawline Me. I can't. Hey, coming up next hour, Kevin missed a lot while he was in Spain, including a lot of halftime at the Super Bowl talk.
Oh.
I know you know probably who is performing.
I thought it was J-Lo.
Yeah.
We've got some updates for you.
All right.
I don't want you to Google it.
Okay.
I just know... It's like they tapped into everything that Kevin hates. And I can't
wait.
Oh,
the friends are going to perform?
Friends are going to be there. There's weird. Just going to be an orange couch up on the stage the whole time. We'll talk about that next. But first, some birthdays. We've got Tony Hale, T-Pain, Kenley Jansen, Ezra Miller, Fran Drescher, Jenna Elfman, Eric Stoltz, Lacey Chabert, Kieran Culkin, and Marion Cotillard.
Bonkers.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Beaton.
Oh, jeez. Not again.
So, what's happening?
So, Kevin, while you were gone, we
hold
had
on, hold on. Shh,
okay. Yeah. We had a lot of issues with Bean's mic.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you'd hear that noise and then he'd be gone.
Right.
So we finally get everything fixed. And then all of a sudden we hear that and we all get so freaked out. Like, oh, it's happening again. We're like, oh, no, Bean, are you there? Oh, I was just pouring myself a A&W.
It's a diet A&W root beer time, you guys.
And he said it was so far away from the mic, but the new mic processor that he's using picks it up so well.
Oh, that's funny.
We freak out. He's like, nope, just pouring myself a cold one. Oh, God.
Yes, we had one day where we were barely on the air, but we got it all fixed up.
Good times.
Yeah. Got it all fixed up.
We should have this down by about the end of the year.
Yeah.
I think so, too. Yeah. You guys, this was a tough week for the Republic, so we're going to forget about all that right now and instead bring you some great news.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news!
I will start the opening day of the International Association of Athletic Federations, the IAAF World Athletic Championships, took place this past weekend in Qatar, or Qatar, however you say that. And there was a weird, beautiful moment of sportsmanship in the men's 5,000 heat. There's two runners. One is from, and he's going to say this at the beginning, and I'm going to try to say it, but mm-hmm. It's all basically the name of the country and the runner. Guinea-Bissau is the country, and the name of the runner is Brahma Sankar Dabo.
I think you got okay. all of that.
Yeah,
you nailed
I think
it.
Nailed it. Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. He has a fellow runner from Aruba, Jonathan Busby, much easier to say, but he's on the home stretch and just is about to collapse. I'm literally just about to collapse. So neither of them, of course, are, you know, going to win the race. They're in last place. Mm-hmm. And they just want to finish. And the guy who is not able to finish is helped by the other runner who takes him, puts his arm over his shoulder, and carries him all the way down to the finish line. And this is what it sounded like.
Brahma Sankar Dabo of Guinea-Bissau is literally dragging the brave Aruban Jonathan Busby to the finish line. They are going to finish together here.
Listen to the crowd, by the way, going crazy.
The crowd are on their feet. Anybody who's able.
What kind of crowd is this?
I mean, didn't need to bring that up.
For those that can't get up, you should. This is a pretty important moment.
Standing to salute this outstanding demonstration of sportsmanship and camaraderie. Brahma Sankar Dabo and Jonathan Busby to a huge ovation from this massive crowd in Doha.
I mean, and barely walking at this point, but the crowd is so into it because this one dude is helping the other dude.
So all he wanted to do was just lay down on the track and sleep, and the other guy dragged his ass.
I got to be honest, I'll post the video. There are questions as to whether the guy from Aruba wants to finish.
Just leave me.
Seriously. The 5,000 meters. And what a demonstration of the esprit de corps and the friendship that exists between runners of all levels from all countries around the world.
That is some phenomenal broadcasting, by the way. I love that guy. I know that's not the takeaway of the story.
That's not the point.
But I'm just saying,
that was
very well done. The
point is this human spirit where the guy doesn't just finish, but he waits and helps the guy across the line.
But he did make sure dude from Aruba, came in last.
Came in last.
Right?
Look, I carried you. Let me just take one step.
Let me do it, yeah.
Right, exactly.
And that's my great news.
That is a very sweet story. I've got one as well. This is Richard Flynn. He is the co-founder of a place called War Performance. It is a motorcycle repair shop based out of Marengo, Illinois. And they have a policy there where if you're riding one of their motorcycles and you break down, they will come out and help you. Either get you towed or fix your bike on the road, but they do not leave anyone behind. Well, he gets that call over the weekend. Unfortunately, Mr. Flynn is at a Wild West town theme park in Union, Illinois, with his 6-year-old daughter celebrating her birthday at the amusement park. She's turning 6. She's at an amusement park for her birthday. Dad gets the call that says there's a motorcyclist 30 miles out of town who needs help.
And he says, I'm at my daughter's birthday party. Mm-hmm.
And he says, beat it, kid. He says to her, oh, I got this call, but I don't want to interrupt your birthday party because I know how special this is for you, sweetheart. And she says, we should never leave anyone behind. Let's go.
Is she a Marine?
She's not a Marine.
Crawled out of that birthday party.
But she insisted on going with her dad to fix the guy because she said it's the right thing to do. That's what you do. Wow. I mean, how selfless is this little 6-year-old, right?
At her birthday party.
This is little Sammy. She was repaid for her kindness only weeks later when the motorcyclist returned to her family's repair shop to give her a thank you gift for her compassion and for giving up her party. And all of the motorcyclists in Marengo heard about it and they came to sing happy birthday to her. Aww. And the people who work at the Wild West theme park heard about the story and they volunteered to throw her a big birthday party free of charge as well.
She's like, look, it's been a long day. I'm tired. Can we table some of this for tomorrow?
Although the gifts meant the world to Sammy and her family, her father says that he is ultimately grateful for this mishap so he could witness his daughter's good deed. I was just so proud of her that day. And since then, she always asks if she can come on the pickups to help people out. She's learning early on that giving is so much better than receiving. And you know, it's funny. We've been doing this great news feature for a long time now. How often we see, you know, from the mouths of babes, these very sweet stories come. You know, there are some kids out there who have been raised right and are turning into great, great humans. And that is my great news.
Excellent. You guys know about the rare skin condition vitiligo, right?
Yes.
It affects such a small portion of the population. I think it's like tops 1%.
There's that one model who's become quite famous with vitiligo, mm-hmm. who's been kind of somebody who's really raised awareness of it and has been mm-hmm. kind of a role model for people who suffer from that.
Yeah, you lose pigmentation in kind of random patches of your skin. There is a gentleman who started noticing in his 30s that it was happening to him. His name is Joao Staniganelli. Yep.
Nailed it.
Let Kevin pronounce it, please.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Nastal Naniganelli.
Joao Staniganelli.
Look, I'm not even looking at it.
Yeah,
I'm
just... You nailed it. Okay.
Come on now.
He is now a 64-year-old grandfather, and he's semi-retired, and he was trying to figure out like what he could do, and he was just bored. So he started crocheting dolls, just randomly, and he made his first and only doll at that time, a single doll for his granddaughter, but he decided to give the doll vitiligo so his granddaughter would say, oh, that's my grandfather in that doll. That's what he made right there. And then he noticed like how other people, when they would see the doll, they'd say, oh, what's with that doll? What's the difference? And she would explain, oh, that's my grandfather. He's got this skin thing, blah, blah, blah. And he realized how important inclusivity was for kids with that skin condition to be able to say, I have a doll that looks like me. It's so important for kids to see if they have a medical condition, if they're...
No matter
what it is, let alone different races of dolls, that type of thing. So he has been making now these crocheted dolls. He's a 64-year-old grandpa.
It can't be good.
I mean, they're adorable. They really are. So now he's making all of these dolls, and he just wants kids to feel like they matter and that no matter what you look like, you're normal. You're just a little bit different. That doesn't make you unnormal or abnormal. A lot of people would say that word is. Guys, I'm barely sleeping, having some issues, and I really want it to be better. But Joao, it's J-O-A-O. That's Joao, right? Joao.
Feels like you were heading for the dismount, and then...
I'm right back on. Now I'm doing the run-up again. What am I doing? That's my great...
Hey, party people. Listen to Kevin Amin in the mornings on K-Rock. Remember that time Beer Mug woke up in a bush?
Surprisingly, I usually have a deep awareness, even when I'm drinking, of what I have to do the next day, what time it is, where I have to be. So I kind of like prepare for that.
That's mm-hmm. the functioning part of being an alcoholic.
Right.
Right.
The part that all of a sudden snuck up on me was it's 7:20 and...
Last night or this morning?
This morning.
Okay.
The a.m.
I'm laying in a bush in a neighborhood in Chatsworth.
No!
Laying in a bush in a neighborhood in Chatsworth, California. Yes.
Now, wait.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Was the bush near someone's house that you know or near a bar that you were at? Or
it was near a bar I was at.
Okay.
All right.
And
so you were sleeping in the bushes.
Yeah. And I don't know if you guys remember or not, but the time we had our little intervention with me when I came back from Vegas.
Right.
Yeah.
I was supposed to stop drinking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, now I think it's really going
to
happen.
Sure.
Listen, to me, everyone's beautiful. That's all I say.
That's on the inside, on the inside or on the outside?
Both, Bean.
He's said
really?
It for years. Yeah.
So there's no ugly people in the world.
No,
Kevin.
Don't be ridiculous.
No, so I mean, we don't have hours of tape of him saying certain people are ugly or that ugly people are awful. Nothing.
We were having a conversation last week. Allie did a story in her What's Happening about a Billy Joel TV show, right? Mm-hmm. That's what it was? They're going to make a TV show based on his songs.
Yes.
And I made the joke. I said, have they hired the pug yet to play Billy Joel? And then we got to talking about how Billy, for a long time, I don't know if he still is, was kind of on your to-do list, right?
Yeah, he was
like,
on-
if you had an opportunity.
That's, there he that's is. Chewy. That's,
oh. And I don't think most people find Billy Joel to be a good-looking dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was on my top five list of men for a long time.
Did you at that time consider him good-looking?
Oh, yeah, oh, absolutely,
really?
Yeah.
But he never was. You understand no. that, right? He always looked like a boxer who lost every fight.
I don't know.
And had
he
a did lot look, of fights.
He looked like a lonely toe.
Oh. No, there is a cover of a Billy Joel album where he is hot.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Denied.
Well, I mean, Photoshop exists, Allie. You understand
no, this,
that,
I don't
right?
think he's ever been. I don't think he's ever been hot. I mm-hmm. think he's been the most attractive accountant. Is that what you mean? Like, he's never been, like, hot.
Okay. I always found him just kind of hot.
Did you finally age out, though?
I aged out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
oh,
aged
I see.
Out
of, in other words, he wouldn't be interested in you.
Yeah.
If you had a daughter, though, he might look that way.
Oh, yeah. He'd be totally into it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who else, Sally, do you find attractive or sexy who is not considered conventionally good looking?
I think if a lot of people passed this man in the street, they'd be like, that is a walking thumb. And that man is Benedict Cumberbatch. He looks like a thumb.
Yeah, that's true.
I think millions of people find him sexy.
But not classically.
I went on record as saying
sexy.
I think he's kind of a hunk. But I know that he's, you know, naturally he looks
yeah,
a
unconventionally
a bit gross.
Attractive. Yeah.
So if he weren't a big movie star, you think no one would ever look at him twice?
Probably.
Or if you didn't get to know his personality or
right.
whatever. Yeah.
And then one of my all-time favorite tweets is Adam Driver looks like someone tried to draw Keanu Reeves from memory. So I would add Adam Driver to that list. You look at him and you're like, that nothing about his face is right. but it's super hot.
I think a lot of people would agree with you on Adam Driver.
Yeah.
He's a
Again,
sex
fame.
Symbol.
Fame makes him a sex symbol.
But then mine is also a sex symbol by fame as well. And I hate to bring it up because I don't want to call her... she's not ugly. She's
Megan Fox.
Non-traditionally uh-huh. beautiful.
Yeah, unconventionally attractive.
Shirley Manson.
Oh,
she's okay. nothing but hot.
But I could see that she's unconventionally. She wouldn't be like in an ad, like a Victoria's Secret runway show
right.
or something. Right.
Right. But neither would most people.
She's incredible. But she's a really pretty woman, I think.
Look, I just tried to come up with an example,
I can't believe
man.
You think she's ugly, Kevin.
I don't.
She's
really,
a pirate
I don't
artist.
Think she's really good looking.
I find her attractive. That's what I'm saying.
We're going to take, by the way, that accent. I mean, I don't care what she looks like with that accent. She would be
can
hot.
I at least say one that's actually on the list for this?
Yes, but let me give out the phone number.
Hey, right. You understand these are our personal
your
choices.
Your opinions are wrong.
Yeah, but okay. Kevin's was definitely wrong. All right, we're taking your calls on this at 1-800-520-1067. Your friends do not see what you see in that person. Maybe they mock you for finding this person sexy or attractive.
We'll be nice, though. We will not mock.
But they do it for you. All right, Jensen, who's yours?
I think Tilda Swinton is an attractive lady.
She's very attractive. I agree with you.
I'm attracted to Conan, and they're basically the same person. So, yes, I get it.
I don't get that.
See?
I don't get that.
I will say, though, that Tilda Swinton, in most of her wacky movie roles, does everything she can to look as much like an alien as possible. Mm-hmm. In other words, she's not presenting herself in a way that would make her look attractive to most people. But if you see her, you know, at an awards show or something like that, I think she always looks like a very together lady.
Yeah, but she ugly. She ugly. U-G-L-Y. She ain't got no alibi. She ugly.
I'm not sure that's what we're saying.
I think that most people think she looks like a crane.
Okay, like the bird.
Yes.
Okay.
I think she just looks like David Bowie.
I have a friend that thinks that Steve Buscemi is a panty dropper. Like, she's like, oh, he is so hot. And I'm like, you're just doing that to be weird. No, no, no. Like, that's one of the hottest guys in the world.
That is a perfect example of somebody who is inexplicable, indefensible that he is hot.
Another one in the 80s. I thought Sandra Bernhardt was really attractive.
Like
in
Sandra Bernhardt?
Yeah, and like
the comic?
King
yeah.
of Comedy mm-hmm. days. Like, I thought she was a pretty woman.
Mm. She seemed hairy to me.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so...
What does that even mean?
Let's take a let's take
what
a call.
What does that even mean? Let's
at 1-800-520-1067. Give me
some Jane on line 4, please. El Segundo up first. I think this is going to be one that's a perfect example of what we're talking about. Jane, thank you for calling. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Yeah. I love Jack Black.
Okay, I can see that.
Like Nacho Libre era Jack Black.
Yeah, agreed.
And, yeah, a lot of people will just be like, but he's like chubby and hairy and sweaty. And I'm like, and amazing and beautiful and a unicorn. So
You know what I do love about him is that he doesn't try to Hollywood it up. Mm-hmm. He is who he is. That's what he looks like.
He's a slob, though. He needs a haircut. He needs a shave.
He dresses like a house painter.
Yes. Like you said, he is sweaty and he's fat. Look, we all love Jack Black, and he's incredibly nice and talented musically and as an actor. I'm not seeing what you see in terms of sex appeal.
There's something about his smile. He gives his little goofy smile, and you just see his face light up, and it's like, oh, that's the face of an angel.
No, you know, that smile is Satan.
No, I support Jane. I support you.
You do.
You absolutely find him attractive, too, Ellen?
Oh, in a second.
But face of an angel, you're going to go that far?
I'm going to say maybe even face of God.
Oh, maybe he has the belly of a cherub.
No!
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jay. We appreciate you listening and calling 1-800-520-1067. Nobody in your life agrees with you, but this person is so hot you can't stand it. We'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
And at 7:34, we are talking about people who may not be classically beautiful, but you find them hot.
Mm-hmm. They're butt ugly. Come on, let's just be honest.
They're not necessarily butt ugly.
You're the only one who's the grossest. Thank you. Before we get back to your calls, 1-800-520-1067. A lot of texts coming in on this topic from the 909. This is Bernice from Riverside. In the early 2000s, when I was in my 20s, I thought that John Malkovich was super sexy. Allie, agree or disagree?
I can see it for sure.
Also from the 909, my choice is Adrian Brody.
That's pretty. I think that's a pretty common answer here.
Biggest nose in Hollywood.
Because you think about that nose, you know, like a
double up
down there. You know what I'm saying, ladies?
Jesus, Allie, what are you doing?
What? I'm sorry. What?
And from the 562, my friend is super into Alan Rickman, and I can't help but think soon I'm going to have to get her a seeing eye dog.
No, I have bad news.
I don't think you really have to worry about that one. He looked better then than he does now. All right, let's go to line 3. Gabriel's in Sylmar. He's up next in this segment here on K-Rock.
Morning, Gabriel.
Morning, guys.
So she's not technically beautiful, but who do you love?
Kathy Bates.
Oh.
You dirty little birdie.
Kathy Bates now, or like it makes a difference, Kathy Bates 40 years ago?
Yeah. Oh, that's a big distinction.
Give us a time frame, Gabriel. When was she the hottest?
In a previous
Kathy
life
Bates.
Or this one?
This one.
Okay.
Kathy Bates in About Schmidt.
Oh, she has a nude scene in that.
Yeah, she's in the hot tub. That's why you love her.
No, that's why you don't love her.
She's real bohemian in it, you know?
Yeah.
Kinda looks like she would blow your mind. I mean, I don't know what it is. My wife thinks I'm crazy.
But you're crazy.
You are crazy. Yeah.
To her team wife.
So you're just into hippie chicks.
No, not really. I don't know. It's just her. She just does it for me.
I like that about you, Gabriel. I think that's great.
All right. Good luck. I hope it works out for you, too. Let's go down to Redondo Beach, please, line 6, and say good morning to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Hey, what's up, guys? I have a huge crush on Leslie Jones from SNL.
She is beautiful.
Okay.
I can see that. You know what it is that if you can fall in love with their personality, for the most part, you can accept how whatever they look like. If you like
it
their personality.
It helps that she's really funny. But, you know, she would make a man out of any of us. You know that.
That's not a disagreeing point. I think he's right.
She would break me.
Yeah. And by the way, you'd have to do whatever she wanted to do. By the way, she wins. So, all right. We will allow it. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Jessica. She's on line one. She's in Long Beach. I think there'll be a lot of support for her in the K-Rock audience.
Jessica, hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning. Who's yours?
Mine is Tim Armstrong from Rancid.
100%. Jessica.
Love him so much. 100%. He's also one of those guys like Jack Black that does not try to look beautiful by Hollywood standards. Whatever.
And he's also personality plus. Like, you can't help but love spending time with the dude. Yeah,
I agree.
I think that's all of it. Yep.
I hope, it happens for you, Jessica.
Awesome.
Thanks for the call. All right, guys, I'm ready to unveil mine.
Okay.
Oh,
unveil.
Some more calls at 1-800-520-1067 because I know you guys are going to accuse me of making it up, or you guys are going to accuse me of just trying to be controversial, but I am sincere, and I've said this since the minute I saw her on television.
Phyllis Diller.
good reference.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Jessica Tandy.
No.
Okay.
It's funny that I'm just this. Oh, okay.
Carol Channing.
Lena Dunham.
Oh, God.
Lena Dunham is so hot to me.
No.
And I'm not even joking.
No.
Even at her sloppiest on Girls.
Sloppiest is a good term.
Some of it is, I think she's super smart and super funny. And I know she annoys the F out of a lot of people. But I'm not one of those people. I adore her. And you can't stop me.
I'm giving you a zero for the day.
I loved Girls. I thought I had fun with it. Right. That was a good show. I never watched it and thought she was attractive.
But she's the voice of a generation.
She can be a voice of a generation. But... She is the voice of white feminism. And she is rotten.
It was
I'll just say she is rotten.
Okay. I love her. So you don't like her personality or politics and
everything
her aesthetics
about her
and everything
rotten.
Else. But how about physically?
I think she's a schlub.
You need all of that other stuff. But you need personality and everything else to make up for the look.
If somebody's unconventionally not attractive, and then they don't have anything else to back it up, uglier.
I think she's super funny and super talented.
No, she's not super funny.
She is super funny.
Nah.
Well, Kevin, you didn't watch Girls, by the way.
I watched enough episodes to know of it, sure.
So, by the way, her and Adam Driver together, Allie, that's the 1-2 punch, right?
Adam Driver's hot and not a white feminist.
All right, so I can't get anyone on board with me and Lena Dunham.
I think you might be alone.
I mean, Jack Antonoff found her. We love Jack. He found her attractive enough to live with her for like 4 years.
And then he was like, I got to get out of here.
All right. Let's get back to your calls. Let's go to Nicole La Habra, line 7, please. I couldn't disagree more strongly with people who disagree with her.
What? Hi, Nicole.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi, Nicole. Who is it for you?
Jason Schwartzman.
Hot.
Very hot.
I would think people find him like classically hot.
Yeah, no? Who doesn't find him hot, Nicole?
Oh my God. All of my friends think he's a troll.
You need new friends.
Okay. We will be your friends, Nicole.
Exactly. My kids are horrified. I have him on my screensaver and nobody can understand. They're like, how do you like this guy?
You'd love my temple.
You keep doing what you're doing, Nicole. There's no shame in loving Jason Schwartzman.
Thank you very much for the call.
Appreciate it. All right. Let's go to Will in Whittier just to annoy Kevin. Hey, Will, line 5. Welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. What's going on?
Good morning, party people.
Morning.
Barbara Streisand.
Oh.
You're absolutely right.
I think he's right, too.
What? You think he's right, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she's
75 now.
Yeah, now it's
so,
a little late.
Yeah, but she was gorgeous as a younger woman.
She was
gorgeous.
A hot little Yentl.
Was she?
Yeah, she looked.
Yes.
She was pretty.
Wasn't she a boy in Yentl?
Oh, shoot.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52. Just saw Felipe Esparza.
Oh, fantastic.
Coming in just after top of the hour.
We love Felipe. He'll be joining us. First, Ali's got what's happening here on this Monday morning Kevin and Bean Show.
Well, Kevin was out of the country this past week. You were in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that Shakira and Jennifer Lopez were announced as the performers at the Super Bowl halftime show?
I thought Jennifer Lopez already was.
No, she had been rumored to be.
Oh, I see.
But now the official confirmation, Shakira and J-Lo are going to be performing.
Why do you guys think the NFL needs to pick two different artists all the time? Is it just to reach more fans?
I mean, it's also, I guess
they
it's
almost
sort of,
never just let one band or artist.
Well, it's more impressive to say we have J-Lo and Shakira.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because either one of them would be fine on their own, but it makes it even a more unmissable event if you have two superstars.
I'm not sure Shakira is a Super Bowl headliner on her own.
No,
I think
but
J-Lo is.
But she's a big draw for a lot of people.
Yeah,
but
she's a
together,
great two. Yeah,
can't
exactly.
Miss it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you can't miss it.
Wait, you can't.
What?
I'm sorry?
You can't miss it.
You can.
Well,
miss it.
Okay, so you're not as thrilled.
No.
Okay. What if I told you this? Since the Super Bowl is taking place in Miami, naturally...
Miami Sound Machine.
Well, that's one. Gloria Stefan is
no. This is her third Super Bowl.
Well, it's not confirmed yet.
Okay.
She has made two halftime appearances, 1992 in Minneapolis, 1999 in Miami, where it's taking place again. However, someone else wants in, and it makes perfect sense in Miami.
Is it Miami. Mr. 305?
Oh, it's no. Mr. 305!
No.
Give it to him.
They're building this halftime show just to say, go someplace else to me.
J-Lo and Pitbull have already been in the negotiation stage. This is according to a report by TMZ. Apparently, a report states that the higher-ups at Roc Nation, they're the ones that are producing the halftime show, said that there will be other surprise acts. And the choices were between Pitbull and Gloria Estefan, mm-hmm. which... Those are two
of terrible choices.
Gotta have them both.
Gotta have them
you
both.
You got them. You gotta
have
put them both.
And
in.
You know what they gotta do the whole time? Countdown.
Yes.
Oh,
one,
she counts
two,
up.
Three, right. Four.
And then he'll go 10, 9, 8, 7, and they'll meet in the middle.
Oh, that'd be huge.
Mr. Worldwide.
Nope, I'm already out of Mr. Worldwide.
You hate it so much.
It's worldwide.
Right. Mm-hmm.
As soon as I saw the headline, Pitbull is reportedly pushing for a 2020 Super Bowl halftime
this
show appearance, I was like,
Kevin. I hate to say this but how do you not have Pitbull out if you're already doing a Latin-themed music
You have
show,
to.
Yeah. You gotta.
Yeah.
You have to.
I agree.
All right.
But it's good that there's nothing about that that makes me want to see it.
Okay.
So now I can go get ice cream or whatever during halftime.
Or switch over to the puppy bowl or whatever's going
sure.
on.
Sure, like you do.
Mm-hmm. I love that during halftime, like people get dipped, they get tacos, they get whatever. You're getting ice cream.
Well, there's food before. You guys live like animals.
Okay.
Halftime's his dessert.
Very strange. Very, very strange. Drake, wow. His store in Los Angeles was vandalized with the words Leave LA written in spray paint.
No.
Hollywood Unlocked reports that the incident took place between Thursday evening and Friday morning. The site also reported that his home in the city was vandalized as well, but his Hidden Hills home was untouched because, I mean, that's...
behind a gate.
That's too far.
It's also, yeah.
So why all the... Jensen, you're our rap correspondent. Uh-huh. Why all the hate for Drake?
I mean, he is the easiest person. He's kind of like a meme to hate, you know what I mean? But this seems a little more direct, I think, if they're doing his house and his store.
Yeah.
So...
Does he have a feud going on with somebody?
It's probably
currently.
Like some 15-year-old kid. Drake was hitting on his girlfriend.
I thought you were going to go with someone's parent that he's hitting on.
No. He hits on young girls is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Drake is a creep.
20,000 fans ascended on Manhattan South Street Seaport to see breakout rapper Drake.
No, rapper.
It's just rapper.
Yeah,
just
I didn't say that, rapper. Ma'am. You calm down. Yeah. Not a good situation, though, for Drake's store and his home.
Leave L.A.
I mean, that's...
Bunch of skater kids. Get off my beach. These are my waves, Drake.
Locals only. Beat it,
Get out of here, man.
Shaka bra.
Venice is ours.
That'd be rad. I'd be into that. Bean, you're one of those tea guys.
Very much so.
Tea guys.
He drinks a lot of tea.
Okay. I
do. And now that he's moving to London.
Do you have tea? Do you put your little finger up when you drink your tea?
Are you classy?
Your tiny little finger?
I queen it up, yeah.
You queen it up.
Yeah. But now that he's moving to London, he's always like, gonna go down for a cuppa.
Gotta get a cuppa. Sure. I mean, why is tea in the WhatsApp?
Here's my question. Do you get that like classy tea that comes in like a real pretty little like silk satchel? You one of those guys?
It is funny you should say that because I am not a tea snob. Mm-hmm. I'm just as happy having a regular, you know, Lipton's tea bag mm-hmm. as I am a fancy Earl Grey.
Okay.
Honestly, it doesn't matter to me. I just don't have a sophisticated enough palate, I think, to appreciate the wide. It's like people are with wine. Some people can't tell the difference. Some people really can.
Well, just
let me
know.
I've got a tea bag for you. What?
When what?
What?
You can taste the difference in that one, I'm sure.
Come on. Why'd you have to make
what?
It ugly?
What are you talking about?
Well, here's the thing. When you move to London and people are like, ooh, I'm fancy. These are the only kind of teas I drink. It comes in this pretty silk satchel. Avoid those fancy teas.
Oh, okay. Why?
Because McGill University research found that those silken bags that many of the fancy teas come in actually deposit billions of particles of microplastics into the tea.
All right. I used those tea bags this morning.
Really?
This morning, the fancy ones.
How do the particles taste?
A lot of plastic.
You got so much plastic in your belly.
Billions of particles.
Yes.
That's not what you want.
You don't want it.
I'm going to poop out a Tupperware.
I mean, that would really, really be amazing.
Wouldn't it?
I'm going to poop out a Tupperware.
You should
do it on the radio.
Film it and then sell it.
It's a good title for your memoir, Bean.
Well, I do believe they land on the moon.
Thank you, sir. Excellent. All right. Woo! Some birthdays for you. Fran Drescher, Jenna Elfman, Eric Stoltz.
Felipe just got his card left.
Yeah. Oh, no. We lost him.
Come on, man.
Lacey Chabert, Marianne Cotillard, Kieran Culkin, Ezra Miller, Kenley Jansen, T-Pain, and one of our all-time favorites, Arrested Development, Veep. He is goddamn Forky in Toy Story, Mr. Tony Hale. We love you so much.
Felipe Esparza.
Yeah.
Felipe's in the studio with us.
What's up? Good morning, everybody.
He's back, you guys.
Buenos días. Guten Morgen.
And the same to you as well. Stand-up comedian, actor, podcaster, what, huh? Hmm?
I took German in high school. Wrote about high
did
school. Rough
really?
Riders.
You took German?
Yes.
Why?
Because we had to take a foreign language. Uh-huh. And I didn't want to take Spanish or French or anything else. And most of my friends took German, so we took Germans.
Why didn't you want to take Spanish, being born in Mexico and not speaking Spanish very well?
You just breeze right through it.
Because I was speaking English, and I was having tough with English grammar, so I'm pretty sure gonna be Spanish grammar is going to be rough, too.
Yeah, okay.
I took a Chile, I took German.
And have you had a lot of
use
for your German?
Yeah.
When I see a tourist, sometimes in the elevator, they start talking, and I tell them that I don't speak German that well, but I know what they said.
I am totally spying on you right now, German.
That's pretty good.
Expression in Deutsch, nicht so gut.
What is that?
I don't speak German very well. And we learn songs like, oh, du, bitte schon, komm gib mir deine Hand, ich mir. You know, the I want to hold your hand in German.
Oh, yeah, we all know that.
You learned that in class?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
The hell?
Mm-hmm. I know it's unfair to cast a wide net on German speaking people, but I get nervous anytime I hear somebody speaking German.
Beam, you do?
Yes, Jensen, you really do.
Also, it's not a beautiful language.
No, it's not. All right,
poetic.
Felipe, speaking of language, I'm intrigued by this, and forgive me if we've covered this before, but you were actually born in Mexico but moved to the United States very, very young, so did not grow up speaking Spanish, correct?
No, I grew up speaking English and Spanish at the same time, like English at school right away. I learned, mm-hmm. picked it up, and then with my mom, Spanish, so we'll mix it all up. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you just recently did your first ever stand-up show in Spanish in Mexico?
Yes, I did it. It was in Tijuana, Mexico. What up? And we went to go do it. And
Was that challenging for you?
It was challenging to go to Mexico because, you hear all these rumors, kidnappings and all this stuff.
They might not let you back.
They don't let you back in. All that stuff, What if something happens? Computer error, But when we got there, when we walked to Mexico, we drove in, there was no border patrol or nothing.
Nothing?
Really?
Oh, my. Really?
It just come on in. And then If your car gets randomly selected, like a green light, mm-hmm. they search your car, though.
Oh, okay.
But,
so it's
but
just random.
As far as Border Patrol being there, like, let me see your documents, mm-hmm. nothing.
Nothing.
Wow. So we just drove right in.
I think the bigger problem is coming back, I'd assume.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah. Did you do the same special? Like, it's you do an English and a Spanish one, but it's the same material?
Same material, all in Spanish. Mm-hmm. Whatever I do in English, except the play on words and the puns are different.
Flip around, yeah.
Did you find yourself like almost getting in your head at certain times? Like, okay, that's not going to really go here, that type of thing? Or was it just easy? Was it seamless?
No, it's hard. It was hard for me. It's hard for me right now because I know how to speak. I thought I knew how to speak Spanish, but I was only speaking to like janitors, you know, hotel workers.
Right.
Just limited Spanish. But when I got
that sounds racist.
When I got, you know, I know how to speak to anybody who didn't graduate high school in any Spanish country. You know, where our Spanish is the same.
Right.
But Telemundo, Channel 34. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's where I learned a lot of my Spanish.
It's tough, man.
Yeah, you just watch those weather.
Cuban, they talk too fast. Salvadorans, too. Their accent is weird. You're almost Salvadoreño. You know what I mean? It's weird.
Just stick with German, man. Just stick with German.
Right. I know. When are you going to do your German special?
Kevin, have you learned a lot of Spanish, Kevin, from watching soccer on Spanish television?
Have I learned a lot? No. Have I learned some? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because there are probably 50% of the time when the game that I'm watching is in Spanish. So it's the only way to do it, so I watch it.
Yeah, man. And the guy, the famous guy, he speaks real fast, too.
Yeah.
Pasa la pelota que ever been. He's like, I'm like a tongue twister when
he's like
Spanish.
An auctioneer, yeah.
Yeah, he really is.
He gives you a goal.
And then he takes a huge breath and then does it again.
Then a longer one. Golazo de America.
Hey, Felipe, where do you come down on the great soccer battle of Southern California? Are you LAFC or Galaxy?
I'm going to tell you right now, man. I don't even know what teams are out there.
What? All right. Mm. You're a terrible Mexican.
Way too busy.
I never
with
liked
the
soccer, man. Never liked soccer. It was too much
Do you like any sport?
Oh, he's a huge Dodger.
Dodgers,
right.
But I know everything about soccer. I know that every Tuesday and Thursday, they take over every LA park.
Yeah.
If you try to play baseball, if you try to play baseball or football on Tuesday in any park in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. Pico Rivera, Montebello, Downey, no way, man.
Parks are closed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just soccer.
Yeah, man. But sometimes you play basketball. Like, I remember I was playing basketball over there, and I don't even know where it is. Whittier. Mm-hmm. No, Figueroa, somewhere over there. I don't even know the neighborhood. But like you
that's a great
know,
story.
Like,
tell us in German.
Like, you ain't know, like the Mexicans, you know, who grew up, you know, with American culture mm-hmm. and Mexican culture, you know, and the other ones who just got here, you know, immigrants, you know, when they play basketball. Because when we're playing basketball, it's still 5-on-5.
Right.
Right? But then you look at the immigrants, you know, they're playing basketball like 7-on-7, half court, playing with a volleyball. But when you get those guys on your team, when you get a guy from like from Monterrey, you know, on your team playing basketball, man, these guys will get dirty. They'll get blood on their elbows.
Wow.
To grab that rebound.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They will grab every rebound like
your
a goalie.
Yeah, you want them on your
team. Oh yeah, man.
Yeah, immigrants work harder. That's the thing.
They work real hard, man, like real hard. Sometimes when you work with an immigrant, you got to tell them to slow down, man. Hey. And here in America, I don't know if you heard, but we don't finish houses in one day. You know, we take breaks here.
And you're making us all look bad.
And we don't fit. You're making it look bad. We don't finish. Right here, if you don't finish on time, they don't whip us, all right?
It's okay to leave slow a little
it
for
down,
tomorrow.
For
I think we know the answer is how the Sacramento Kings can fix the team this year, though. Very easy.
They're still around?
Barely.
The Sacramento Kings?
Barely.
Yes, yeah. Technically, they're still a team, yes.
Yeah.
How many Dodgers games do you get to?
Two.
That's it.
Oh, you are a super fan.
I'm always on the road, and I'm always I don't even know the players, man.
You're a fan, though. That's your team.
I'm a fan of the team, but I don't. I can't tell you like who bats first. Mm-hmm. I just know Kershaw.
Okay.
Okay.
Jensen.
I mean, sure.
Ballinger.
Okay. That works.
So you just throw out some Muncy. Names and then move on.
You did three very quickly.
Yeah. Muncy.
All right. We're out now.
Right.
Kiki.
You're good.
Yeah.
Kiki, right? Yeah.
Garcia, yeah.
Hernandez, but sure. Hernandez.
I mean, we're not having a conversation, but you're saying names.
Yeah. I'm more old school, but I know the old players, you know.
Well, that doesn't help you now, Felipe.
No, it doesn't.
Honestly.
Unless it's the old-timers game.
Yeah. And then they'll have Fernando.
I'm like, oh, look, there goes Kenny Langstroth.
Oh, jeez.
There goes Senator Steve Sachs.
Wow.
Felipe, you're a miracle. Hey, the Bad Hombre Tour, which is a hilarious title, by the way, kind of making a play on your Spanish,
yes,
is coming to the Microsoft Theater this Friday.
Yes, we're very excited, man. Hope people will show up. More than 6,000. I get nervous.
Wait, it holds 6,000. You want more than 6,000 to show up?
Yeah, I want people to say, man, I couldn't get in.
Right.
So I went to go watch a Clipper game. You know what I mean?
That's actually how a lot of Clipper games get sold out.
Yes, yeah, everything else is
hopefully
booked.
Hopefully, you can get into a Clipper game with my ticket stubs, you know?
Yeah, sure.
2-for-1, people.
So the Microsoft Theater this Friday night. Tickets are on sale now to see the great Felipe Esparza at AXS.com. That will be a super fun night.
It's going to be funny, man. We have a band opening up for us called Tropa Magica. We have a very underground comedian from San Francisco named Larry Bubbles Brown. I mean, this guy's the king of the one-liners. Like, people should have discovered him, this guy, 30 years ago. Because 20 years ago, he was on Letterman.
Okay.
Oh, 25 years ago.
He holds a record of the biggest gap between Letterman
appearances.
Yeah,
that's quite a record.
He did one in 94 and then another one in 2006.
Oh my
they
God.
Lose, they lose his number?
Murr. Yes.
What's his name again?
Larry Bubbles Brown. And he opens up for like a lot of great comics, like for Dana Carvey. And
that's very cool.
And Felipe Esparza.
Dave Attell.
You know, I'm going to say come for the opener, leave before Felipe.
Murr, that's what
I'm
going to say.
You stay.
That's nice.
Man.
You stay for Felipe.
Getting back to Mexico, man, I was nervous because somebody told me, like, bro, you got to be careful. Like, don't go to these alleys, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because they call it like the Cobra Alley or the Snake Alley, and I wanted to know, check it out.
No.
So my friend, well, why do they call it that? He goes, can you walk in there? He goes, you got people calling, you got women or men calling you like this.
Oh.
Like a rattlesnake. They call it Rattlesnake Alley.
Yeah.
So they go.
They just want to hang out?
And then they go.
Yeah.
I don't think they want to be pet.
Rattlesnake Alley. Where the women go.
Huh. What happens when you go hang out?
I have no idea, man. I'm not going down alley. I have bad luck at alleys. When I went to Amsterdam, I went to the red light district, and I went to the wrong section. It was like the one for transgender men.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when I get to the first window, I saw was some...
It was all males,
you know?
Right.
Guys in thongs and
that
stuff.
That sounds like it's worth paying extra for, Felipe. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that red light was hot because nobody turned it off.
Felipe will tell you the rest of the story this Friday
night
at the Microsoft Theater. He is a great comedian, you guys. Trust us on this. You're going to love him. Tickets on sale now at AXS.com. Don't miss him Friday night at Microsoft. Felipe Esparza. So great to see you again, my friend. We're going to talk Rams, we're going to talk Chargers, and we're going to talk Dodgers with Jen and Cody. Swings and Misses is the podcast and the radio show on radio.com app, and they'll be joining us in about 50 minutes or so. But first, if you're just tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, it's the return of the monkey.
Yeah!
Our friend Kevin is back from L vacation.
Really?
Well, you were in Spain.
I was in Spain.
So
correct, yes.
I figured that was appropriate. How was it?
Here's how I knew it was going to be a great time.
Mm-hmm.
When I showed up, I still had my suitcase, and I was walking down my street, and the street was completely blocked. Cab driver said, sorry, there's a parade. I can't get you in. So I was fighting my way through a crowd, and then I heard all of these fireworks, and I was like, this is my life right here. I love fireworks.
You love things blown up.
I love fireworks. So there are these people that are walking through the street, which is a relatively narrow street, and just cannons of fireworks.
A lot of louds.
Zero cops anywhere, and just people running out into the middle of the street and getting close and getting, you know, fireworks all over them.
How stoked were you?
I was so happy. They said, oh, you make sure that you keep everything because there's a lot of pickpockets, blah, blah, blah. So I looked around and I saw an old lady. And I was like, watch my suitcase. I hadn't even checked in yet. And I just ran out. I was like running around and the couple of embers got on the top of my head. And I was like, that is a volcano and I need to get put a slap myself in the head. This is all in the first like 15 minutes. And then I looked around and was like, oh, they're all wearing their hoodies. Okay, now I get it. So I see.
So none of those would have been legal in California.
No. And there was zero police. There was no one that cared that this was happening.
What was the occasion? Do you know?
Oh, my God.
Those are like sparklers on crack.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're like cannons. Sparklers.
It looks like a riot.
Yes, it was a riot.
Yeah.
Were they celebrating something in particular?
It was literally
in Spain.
5 feet in front of my place. Yes, it's called La Marseille, and it's like a four-day festival, and I had no idea that was
timing.
The opening night.
Perfect.
But I do love my fireworks quite a bit.
Yeah, you do.
Got back on the scooter, did fine.
Oh.
Did fine.
Returned to the scene of the crime.
Like you got to get back on the horse, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So no buses?
No. No, okay. I was good. This time I learned from the last time where I did unfortunately hit a bus. But then there was this weird thing, and I don't really speak Spanish.
Okay.
What?
My best Spanish is habla inglés.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that.
What's your other good Spanish? Sin dientes, por favor.
Boca, por favor. Sin dientes.
Okay.
But I saw a girl in a Quitters Never Give Up.
No, you did not.
T-shirt.
No.
A Kevin and Bean t-shirt in Spain?
That has my face on it.
No.
So I go up to her and I realize in my enthusiasm, like, she's a little scared of me.
Right.
Because I was like, hey, habla inglés. Because I figured that's the only way she would know this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm from Montebello, you dork.
And I couldn't figure out how to say, like I was pointing at her shirt, mm-hmm. and then I was pointing at my face. I don't know why.
Sure.
It's all I could think of.
Right.
And I can't think of the word face. I could just think of cabeza, no head.
Right.
So then I was just, she didn't like that.
You don't
suggestion.
Want to say that, yeah.
No.
and she's, see.
It was probably 40 seconds of terror for her. Like, I was excited.
Well,
I saw
you're pointing at her chest.
Yes.
And you're
yes.
pointing at you.
And I'm pointing at my face.
And you're pointing at her. I'm pointing at her chest going, my face, in there. My face in there. She's like, what?
Como se dice motorboat? This is very interesting. A little off-air information from Jen Sturger and Cody Decker, the hosts of Swings and Misses on Radio.com app. We just found out that it's our podcast that sucks. Their podcast is great.
Yes.
It's really good.
We do ask everybody
come
that
over
has
to
a
the
podcast.
Dark side.
Yes.
So it's just something they're screwing intentionally with the Kevin and Bean podcast, but your podcast, Smooth the Silk.
Comparatively.
Please help our narrative.
You can hear the show live Monday through Friday from 10 till 1 on radio.com/sports or get the podcast. So much to catch up on. Yeah. And I guess we might as well start, you guys, with did somebody overpay for Jared Goff based on what we saw yesterday?
Yes.
A disaster for the Rams quarterback.
The big thing with Goff was they were talking about his hand size. You know, that was like always his thing when the draft was coming up, is whether or not he had large enough hands to be a adequate quarterback.
Right.
And I think that his ability to protect the ball is kind of showing that now.
Mm. I think his bigger issue is anytime there's any pressure, if you face a defense that's got a line that's going to come after you, any pressure at all, he panics. It's like he's made out of graham crackers.
Yeah.
But if his line's protecting him and gives him a little bit of time, he's quite good. But we showed yesterday, you know, three interceptions, one fumble. Oof. He threw for 500 yards, and it was a bad game.
I still can't understand how this team is 3-1. Like, I was watching them, and I'm like,
they're
this
a
is
good
a...
team.
Not
they're
really.
They're still a good team.
Their defense is really good, except for yesterday, apparently.
Except for yesterday, right.
Yeah, I mean, that was a shootout.
Well, they only gave up 55 points yesterday.
Yeah.
To the Bucs. My team. Sorry, guys.
Is there any difference from, I mean, look, this is a team that went to the Super Bowl last year. Are you saying that there's a marked difference in Jared Goff this year versus last year, or no?
I don't know if there's not necessarily a difference. I think it's just people are figuring him out, figuring out that offense a little bit better. I mean, they did score a lot of points. He threw over 60 passes.
Yeah.
I mean, that
which is
offense
crazy comparatively.
Insane.
Yeah, that offense is basing everything around him right now, and it's the cracks are showing.
But Sean McVay's still hot.
Oh yeah!
Right? Okay.
Oh,
just
to
clear.
Just check.
Okay.
What a looker!
Sure. So, Cody, would you say a fourth of the way into the NFL season, you would be worried if you were a Rams fan?
I would be. I don't think they're the team that.
Come on.
I'm worried. Okay.
One loss is all it takes for you to pull the emergency cord.
No. I think they're going to make playoffs. I think they're going to be out of the first round of playoffs.
You sound like my family member because I come from a long line of massholes. And yesterday, my father, he called. He's like, "These Patriots. I mean, they lost that game." And I'm like, "Dad, they won.
Come on, they lost that game. They
shut them out? Calm down.
Like, that is who you sound like. You can't be happy about that.
I'm not a Rams fan. I don't care about
Raiders.
I'm a Raiders fan. I'm an L.A. Raiders fan.
So he's feeling himself this morning.
That's what it is.
2-2, baby! 2-2!
Like a true Raiders fan.
It's a little sad that there's that much excitement for 2-2.
What a season.
For 500, yes.
What a season!
All right.
I made him take his spikes off before he came in here. He was in full Juggalo gear.
Are you guys moving to Las Vegas with the team? Is that the next step for your family?
Sundays, baby. Jen, we're getting on a car. I'm going to get a Mad Max mobile.
No.
We're going to drive all the way through the 15.
Jen in the front with a guitar playing.
No. Jen's face right now.
All right, let's go to Miami. Let's go to Miami and explain to me. I know the Chargers won, which is great, but anyone can beat the Dolphins. The people in this room can beat the Dolphins. But explain to me how a streak was broken yesterday that has stood for, what, over 35 years since the Chargers won a game?
38 years.
How does the Chargers
beat the Dolphins in Miami, Philip Rivers wasn't even born yet.
Whoa.
That's astonishing. Yeah. Why? Wow. But how would there be any kind of institutional memory in a franchise through all the different players in 38 years that it would allow that to happen? I don't think it. I think those stats are all bogus.
Yeah.
Because each season is different.
But 38 years, yes. Kevin.
Yeah, but how many times did they play in Miami?
Exactly.
Not that often.
Not that often. So, I don't know. I just think those stats
that and the Chargers have always been pretty bad.
I think this is only Rivers' fourth time he's been in Miami. He's played in Miami. So, it's not as many as you would think.
Yeah. Right. Gotcha. Okay. But still, nice to get a W. All right. Let's talk baseball.
Yeah.
Finally, Kevin, you excited?
The atmosphere in the room changed drastically when you said baseball.
I would like to say, in Kevin's defense, by the way, he is not a baseball fan. He's been very open about that. But the last 2 years, he has caught a tiny bit of Dodger fever as they advance through the playoffs. You do start to get into it.
I mean, almost everyone I know is a huge fan, so you do start to root for. You want your friends to be happy, of course.
But you even watched some games last year, which was amazing to be in the World Series.
He doesn't have to follow. Asleep.
My daughter was so angry at me. She was so
watching
mad.
Baseball.
Yeah, she's like, what are we doing?
So, wild card, Cody and Jen, wild card game today. We'll find out whether the Dodgers face Milwaukee or Washington. Who are you hoping for, if anyone?
Well, I grew up a Dodger fan, but I'm not really one anymore. They never paid me. but I will say that if you're a Dodger fan, you are hoping to God the Nationals win this game.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Brewers, their winning percentage during the month of September was unheard of. It was over 800.
And that's about Yelich.
Yeah, without the best player in the National League.
Wow.
They won almost every game in September. They are the hottest team in baseball right now, and if the Dodgers have to go up against them, the Dodgers might not make it out of that series.
And is the Brewers the team that has a different pitcher, it seems, every runner, every guy that comes up?
They need to, because their pitching is not very good.
Wow.
That's their problem.
That's what makes for a fascinating and fast-paced game.
Well said.
Is that you bring in what pitcher to throw one pitch?
Yeah. And then you go, all right, hold up. Their box scores are crazy because it's 15, 20 20 pitchers, and it makes no sense. But they've been winning.
As long
they've
as the entire roster for the game.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers are going to play that exact same game as well. Mm-hmm. They need to save their arms because they only have a few arms that are really producing at the moment. So I think if the Dodgers play the Nationals, who I think is going to win tonight's game, I think the Nationals will win because their pitching is better. But in a one-game playoff, if it was a full series, then the Nationals would not beat the Brewers. Going against the Dodgers, you want the Nationals if you're a Dodger fan. Okay. You do not want to see those Brewers across the field from you.
Who is your team now?
Whoever pays me last, so I was the Diamondbacks.
Okay.
I really loved playing for the Diamondbacks, and I like playing for the Red Sox, and I was a Padre for 7 years, so it's kind of... My view of baseball fandom is very skewed. Now it's just I want good games.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Would we be stunned by the reality of being a Major League Baseball player, Cody? There's a lot of stuff that you guys keep in the locker room that we just wouldn't believe is happening.
Yes. Yes.
Nothing you would say in front of your wife, though.
Oh, I would tell her everything. She knows it all. I mean, I got into a lot of trouble because I started making viral videos about it, and they did not like that I was pulling back the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, during a rain delay, I would stage jousts.
That kind of baseball
Kevin,
I can get in
now,
on.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now I'm in.
Exactly.
Yeah. I convinced a teammate of mine that one of our players was deaf for an entire month.
Yeah.
For an entire month.
For an entire month. I forgot I was doing the prank, and he would do something stupid to remind me. I'm like, oh, this is still going on.
Wait a minute. This was huge news.
Yeah, it was. It went viral.
We covered that on the news. KTLA. Yeah. That was you.
That was me.
Oh my gosh, that is fantastic.
Yeah. And he never heard, like, you never caught him or anything over that month?
No, he was too stupid.
Like baseball.
He wouldn't even know.
Right? Baseball.
He would, like, a catcher would go out to the mound and cover his face and talk to the pitcher, and Jeff didn't even realize that, wait a second, that's the death kid.
Yeah.
He's not reading his lips. He didn't even notice.
So he'd come in and be like, "Great job, Jorge. Way to go."
He actually did that.
Giant amazing. Thumbs up, big gestures.
Oh, so amazing.
Wow.
With the postseason for Los Angeles beginning tomorrow night, I need a prediction from Jen and from Cody. Swings and misses here, radio.com. How does the Dodger season end this year?
Jen, go for it.
Oh, Jen. In a devastating loss to the Astros.
No. So you think they make the World Series, though, at least?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the safe
sounds like Cody doesn't.
No, the safe money was to say that the Dodgers make the World Series. They had 106 wins, which is a Dodgers
massive,
single season record.
It's amazing. Yes.
That being said, the National League is a lot more Wild West-ish. The Braves are really good.
Yeah.
The Cardinals are good, and the Brewers are just ridiculously surging. It's all about who's really hot right now. Mm-hmm. So that's where the Dodgers might come with the trouble. But the safe money is still the Dodgers. The Astros are just that much better than everyone.
Yeah, like, I'm a Tampa Bay fan. I don't have much hope. But we made it into the talk, you know?
Right. So you're both predicting the third consecutive World Series loss for the Dodgers, this time to the Astros.
Yes, they are the Buffalo Bills of Major League Baseball.
Oh, this is a very sad way to end the segment, you guys.
This is rough. Wow.
Very, very sad.
I'm sorry. I know they're great, but come on, the Astros are just ridiculous.
Tell us about the deaf guy again.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53. Alan McKay, what is happening on this Monday morning?
Oh, well, I got a little something for you guys. Going down October 11th through the 13th at the LA Convention Center, it's LA Comic-Con.
All right.
How would you like a four-pack of three-day passes to LA Comic-Con? You're going to meet the biggest names in comics, TV, movies, pop culture. Enjoy shopping, live performances, celebrity events, and special guests.
Here comes the man, Stan. Man, Stan Lee. What the f***?
Oh, beer mug.
That is tasteless, and we do
it
not appreciate
awful.
That.
It is awful. I don't like it at all. But it's a four-pack of three-day passes to LA Comic-Con, October 11th through the 13th at the LA Convention Center. We're going to take two winners right now. So let's take winners 20 and 21 at 1-800-520-1067 and enjoy your time. I saw that some of the guys from Mayans MC are going to be down there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I follow
me like it.
I follow JD Pardo and Clayton Cardenas on Instagram. Hmm. They're going to be down there.
What are you doing? What's that? You getting a horse for him?
Giddy up! Oh, okay. I'll be your horse if you know what I'm saying. Angel Rez.
What?
I'm just saying, Mayans MC is a
it's a great show.
Good looking cast. Real good looking cast.
Also a good show.
Also a great show.
Yes.
Yeah.
However, I was promised more shirtless J.D. Pardo.
Yeah.
By not only Kurt Sutter, but J.D. Pardo. And you know what I haven't had, except for one episode? Shirtless goddamn J.D. Pardo.
Hmm. You might have to wait.
Might have to write a letter.
I am writing a very serious letter, but I love that show so very much. I mean, even Edward James Olmos, I'm like, you are hot. Right? No.
Can't understand a word he says, though, right?
He's a mumbler. He is
I love him.
I love that
show. But
you
need closed captioning.
And often you get it on that show.
True.
Which is interesting. I know we're not talking about Mayans MC right now.
We are, actually.
But with With my ADD, I usually cannot watch anything that has any sort of
Subtitles.
Right.
Mayans MC? I don't know if it's just like that I understand a lot of Spanish, and maybe it's because they're all super hot. But I pay so much closer attention.
Well, yeah, because the words are near their bodies.
Yeah, that probably helps.
You're already zoned in on the eight packs.
You're right.
So
you're right.
I don't think it has anything to do with ADD. I just think you think reading is for losers.
That might be it, too.
Yeah.
And it is, if we're being honest. Absolutely.
By the way, I've had great response on my Get Up On This for books, so... You could call them losers, but a lot of our listeners are reading books.
I'm sorry, your get up on this was books?
Sure was, Kevin.
Not in general.
It was books in general?
No, three specific books.
Okay, good.
No, he introduced us to the concept of books, Kevin. It was very cool.
Yeah. I picked a week you were gone to talk about books, Kevin. It was on purpose.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Well, guys, it is official. Sony Pictures and Disney jointly announced on Friday that they've reached a deal for Marvel Studios and Kevin Feige to produce the third film in the Spider-Man Homecoming series starring Tom Holland.
Which we were told was not going to happen no matter what ever.
They left the table angry, nothing in the future, don't even think about it. People were very upset. However, movie is now scheduled for release July 16th, 2021. And as part of the arrangement, Spider-Man will appear in one future Marvel Studios film.
It's great news because people love Tom Holland.
Yeah,
great Spider-Man, and they love the interaction with the MCU. So it's a win-win for everybody.
And here's another cool little tidbit. Feige also made fans' Spidey senses tingle by teasing, as Sony continues to develop their own Spideyverse, you never know what surprises the future might hold, which I read as, we'll probably meet again and come to newer terms, and you'll see us doing stuff together all the time.
Yeah, and the Fantastic Four will show. I mean, everything's going to be in and out because you know why? People love money.
Yeah, money. People do love money.
That whole thing with money.
Oh, they love money.
Yeah.
It's that whole money thing, right?
So the money is great. They love money.
Yeah, I heard that.
It's true. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Also, we love money.
Yeah, that's right there at the press release site headline. Yeah.
Box office this weekend, abominable. One, the weekend with $20.85 million, even though Bean has never heard of the movie.
Has anyone ever heard of it?
Well, people saw it.
I didn't.
Honestly, no. No idea.
I just saw one billboard.
Yeah, all of us were out of the loop. Beer Mug, you've got a kid. Had you heard about this animated adventure?
First time I learned about it was looking at the bus advertisement.
Really?
This past Saturday. Had no idea.
Interesting. We were all out of the loop.
Do you guys know who's in it? Do you want to hear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's animated, right?
Yeah. It's animated.
Okay.
Friend of the show, Eddie Izzard.
Okay.
All right. Sarah Paulson.
Okay.
All right.
Chloe Bennett. She was in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
S.H.I.E.L.D., sure.
Yes.
And that might be everyone I know. Michelle Wong. No, I don't know who that is.
Okay.
All right.
That might be
racist.
Coming in second place, a movie that Bean still has not seen, though it's all he talked about weeks leading up to it.
All I care about is my life, he said.
The only thing that matters to me.
Downton Abbey.
How was it, Bean?
Second place.
I haven't made it yet, but I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying it's the only thing that matters to you.
Look, am I white? Am I old? I'm going to Downton Abbey.
Bean's really busy!
Kevin, while you were gone, I was talking about my friend Greg, who you know, who went to see it opening night. Everyone dressed up, and he was getting food, and there's just some D-bag and a huge top hat in front of him. He's like, that a-hole's in front of me.
That is my nightmare.
I'm so mad. He was at Arclight. Like, who are all these dorks? Can you imagine Kevin going to the movie and seeing like, oh, I'm old-timey.
Every single time the preview was on, I was like, this is making me want it less even.
Everyone dressed up at Arclight. That's like Kevin's second home.
Yeah, that's it. I tried for all, whatever it was, six seasons of Downton Abbey to get Kevin to watch just one episode and bring in highlights. I thought Kevin reviewing Downton Abbey would
amazing.
Be the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, be great.
Because they
could
have
worn my top hat.
They have like 4-minute conversations about which fork to use.
I mean, that does sound great.
Yeah. It's so
really
funny.
Sounds good.
Good Lord.
I did see Trent Reznor there, by the way. That's a celebrity sighting.
Just at the Arclight?
Yeah, at the Arclight. Seen a movie.
Okay.
Is he too buff or does he look okay?
He's good now.
Because I worry
he's not too buff.
He got too buff for a while.
I don't think so. He looked good.
Okay. I was so confused because you posted that next to a picture of Ad Astra. And I thought you were saying that he looked like Trent Reznor in the movie. Wow.
I said celebrity sighting. Those are the words that I put on it.
Yeah.
I think she was saying because you posted a picture of a photo. It's like, saw him, but it's Ed Asner. It's like not
this is Ed Asner.
Yeah, what's the catch with that story you just told?
There's no catch.
All right. Third place, Hustlers. Fourth place, It Chapter 2. And fifth place, a movie that Kevin said was really not fast moving.
I would say it's good and way too long, but good.
Okay.
But way too long.
Brad Pitt's space drama.
But good.
Ed Astor.
But long.
Ad Astra.
But good.
Ed Asner. Ad Astra.
This is Ed Asner.
What's the catch?
There's no catch.
Okay. Some birthdays for you. Fran Drescher, Jenna Elfman, Eric Stoltz, Lacey Chabert, Marion Cotillard.
Bonkers.
Kieran Culkin, Tony Hale, Ezra Miller, Kenley Jansen, and T-Pain.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:37.
By the way, worth mentioning, if you've been asleep at the wheel, that the Interrupters are on the bill along with Weezer, Fall Out Boy, and Green Day next July. And tickets are on sale now for that Dodger Stadium show if you want to see all four great bands in one day.
Oh, okay, go all of July. I am cleaning my sneakers. Oh, the whole month of 2020.
You can't step away for just a few hours for that show?
No, because I've had it planned since 2017. It's been in my calendar for a few years.
You really do plan ahead. Yeah. 9:37 Monday morning. Time for a final look at what's happening. What's going on, Allie?
Well, Netflix has renewed the worldwide hit Stranger Things for a fourth season. And they've signed their series creators and showrunners, the Duffer Brothers, to a multi-year film and series overall deal.
Do we need all of that?
People seem to love Stranger Things, you guys.
I just wonder sometimes, I haven't been watching Stranger Things since the first season, but I just wonder sometimes if things go on because they're making a lot of money and creatively maybe they don't need to.
If you're going to make a lot of money, from Netflix's point of view, you're going to keep making
it. Then creatively, they need to go on, okay?
Yeah. Well, speaking of Netflix, you know what comes out this Friday?
The Irishman, I hope.
Okay. I was going with Dolomite Is My Name.
But it's not.
I think The Irishman was a little later in the
month.
And in the lead up to it coming out, The New York Times did a really sprawling interview with Eddie Murphy where he talked about a whole bunch of stuff. But he admitted that his 1987 stand-up special Raw was very tough for him to watch now. He said, I was a young guy processing a broken heart. Kind of an a-hole.
Wow.
Is what he said. He talked about all sorts of stuff in this interview, but he also was like, listen, I'm not afraid of cancel culture at all, but I'd like to, you know, hit delete on some of the things I said. And he's come out before and apologized for the AIDS jokes that he made.
Yeah.
So it was a very interesting read, but he talks about how proud he is of Dolomite Is My Name. So he really is like, here's what he said. I didn't want to just pop back up. I wanted a funny movie to remind them that they liked me. And he thinks he thinks this is it. He's really proud of Dolomite
Is My Name.
It's
not Norbert? Norbit? Norbit?
Norbit.
Norbit.
I don't think it's
that one. Can't even say it right. It's so painful.
Yeah.
He is a good actor, too.
He is.
He is, absolutely.
So I'm super psyched about this. And by the way, not to defend anything Eddie Murphy said in the 80s, but you could be openly homophobic and there was no backlash in the 80s.
It was very different. Right.
Absolutely, everybody made AIDS jokes in the 80s.
Especially Bean.
Especially Bean.
It's like every other sentence. Mm-hmm.
But speaking of Dolomite Is My Name, he said, this movie turned out so strong that I figured this is a great way to come back. So, all right.
That's great.
Can't wait to see that. He can also be seen on SNL, which he hosts on October 25th. And the sequel to Coming to America. I mean, he's got so much lined up. I'm very excited.
Yeah, it's great to have him back.
Absolutely. Beer Mug, you ever been down under? Ever been to Australia?
Never been down under, no.
All right. The Australian wing of Domino's Pizza has posted a job opening. You can make $20 an hour as the chief garlic bread tester.
All right.
You're going to make $20 an hour giving feedback on garlic bread and other Domino's menu items.
It pleases me. Off with their head.
Bring me more garlic bread.
I don't think they're an off with your heads kind of
guy. Right. I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Whoever made this, murder them. This is a bad garlic bread.
The ideal candidate has a minimum of 5 years experience eating garlic bread.
Yes.
Check.
That's you.
Not everyone.
Okay.
Is pre-diabetes, check.
Has a detailed understanding of the pizza and garlic bread relationship.
Oh, check.
Wow. Has working taste buds.
Check.
Has burned their fingers at least once, not able to wait for the garlic bread to cool down.
Check, 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 check.
Is that you, Muggs? Okay.
Sure.
And has a history of reviewing other people's food choices, whether solicited or unsolicited.
Yeah.
You're going to
finish
all that?
And eating other people's food off of their plate, too,
absolutely.
By the way.
Absolutely.
Is there anything in there about eating Chinese leftovers at 7 a.m. at a radio station?
Nothing, but I'm sure it'll help. I'm sure it will help.
Dang.
Applicants,
are you sure you've never been to Australia? Because I seem to... Let me check the tape here.
Oh. You know, I've never been to Australia, but I've been very immersed in the culture ever since a young lad. I had Vegemite when I was in
fourth grade, and I had a pen pal in Sydney in sixth grade.
Oh, those are two great stories that I would like to buy the rights to.
Yeah. I had a pen pal and I ate Vegemite.
Do you ever worry that those two things were the peak of your life? That like you'll never
everything
beat
else goes downhill.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hide that audio.
Wow, you were super immersed in the Australian culture.
Really were. You were basically...
Would you say that's crikey?
You were basically an Irwin.
Well, all you have to do now, Beer Mug, is submit a 200-word essay or a 30-second video explaining why you're the best.
Oh, you can do 30-second video.
You can do the 30-second video.
Okay, video.
No.
Would you say that's crikey?
It sounds like you're smacking.
Yeah. Very odd. Very odd. You guys, I didn't know that this was such a huge conspiracy, but Christy Brinkley is firing back at a vocal set of critics, including talk show host Wendy Williams, who all say she faked her Dancing with the Stars injury.
Just to have her daughter on?
This has been floated before, right, Allie? Others have said this.
Yes, but now she's posting videos and showing her bruises online. So people said, it's a totally fake injury. You did it just so your 21-year-old daughter's career could have a boost by her stepping right in. But she said she took to Instagram on Friday to show off the bruises on her arm near the cast that she's been wearing since the injury. And she said, it goes against my better judgment to acknowledge haters and conspiracy theorists. But because this involves my precious daughter, I'm setting the record straight. It's sad that we live in a time where the truth is not as scintillating as hurtful lies.
Wouldn't it be difficult to make sure your daughter's taking over for you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like her daughter's not famous.
Ahead of time.
Right.
Yeah.
She's not super famous or anything. So if she were to go down, they're like, oh, we had Urkel on B. You know, he was waiting.
Right.
Like, I can't imagine they were.
She's like, oh, I have somebody. Oh, I have somebody.
Yeah. And that she, like, had a doctor that would be like, listen, just make it look good, but I'll put a cast on anyway. I mean, Wendy Williams. Calm your teeth.
How you doing?
I think we're doing okay. But
anytime we can go against Team Wendy Williams, I
agree.
Yeah.
There you go. BoJack Horseman riding off into the L.A. sunset because Netflix announced that the forthcoming sixth season of the adult animated comedy will be its last. They also revealed that the concluding season will air in two parts. The first one will be launching this October on the 25th, and then they're going to wait for the second half to launch on January 31st of next year. A lot of sad, sad sounds.
Really bummed out over there.
Yeah, yeah. And BoJack Horseman, of course, features the voice of Will Arnett as a former 90s sitcom star who is also a horse.
Get into it, guys. I
mean, that's why all the sadness, though, because what does an out-of-work horse do? There aren't that many jobs available in Hollywood.
Watch it now. Yeah. If you haven't binged at all, BoJack Horseman, now's the time.
Would I like it, Jensen?
I love it. I think you would like it, yes.
He doesn't like anything animated.
But it's like the least animated.
He hates animated.
It's grounded.
He hates fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it funny? Because he likes funny.
It's emotional and
but
funny.
But he hates fun.
Okay.
Remember,
Alison Brie is a voice.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
he also hates horses.
Right.
I don't mind horses.
No, you hate him.
I really don't mind horses. I've never wanted to own one, but I don't hate them.
Remember, you were like, I hate horses, and I loved when Wendy's served horse meat back in the 80s.
I don't think any of that is true.
I mean,
yeah, you said that.
I don't think Wendy's ever came out and admitted they served horse meat, did they?
I mean, not technically.
I just, as a kid, remember that. Was that not real?
Don't think that was real.
It was not real. It was never real.
It was never real. Wendy's possible sponsor of our show.
Always stick with the stuff you remember as a kid.
Right.
Yes.
It was possum.
Was it really?
Yes.
Oh, doubling down on the sponsorship?
Wait, no. Are you being serious?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
No fast food restaurant that is still in business has ever been caught serving possum to Americans.
It was good old cows. Shame. That's what it was.
Yeah. It was cows.
Kevin, would you eat a possum burger?
I'd try it.
Okay.
Sure.
This is a man who ran out and had fireworks explode on his head, so I don't think he's currently thinking of his health.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Allie?
She's looking up the rumors of the 80s Wendy's burgers.
Battle over blame after horse meat found in beef products.
When was that?
I don't think it's Wendy's.
That was Wendy's. Is it another sponsor?
It's in Europe. No, it's in Europe.
I hope it's another sponsor. Let's just wipe out all the sponsors while we're at it.
You have anything you want to say about burger?
Stupid Disneyland.
joke.
Oh, goodness gracious. You guys, I'm sorry that I find this so enjoyable, but I need a guy on the show to take part of it because women are bombarded every single day by Instagram influencers telling us about their flat tummy tea. Use this silk pillowcase. It's going to help with wrinkles. Don't eat this because it causes bloat. So when I see something called Jawline Me promising customers will get a chiseled jawline if they just chew on this ball 10 minutes a day for 3 months. And I see Instagram influencers telling dudes, yeah, you want a perfect jawline, get these. They come at 3 different resistance levels. Beauty is pain, guys, and I need you to start putting some balls in your mouth and chewing. You guys, tone your jaw. Who doesn't want a chiseled jawline? Okay,
I've never really thought of my jawline.
Mm-hmm. Aren't there also issues with losing all your teeth?
Well, dentists also say, hey, careful, because you could crack or break your teeth.
Sin diente.
So, without teeth, yeah. Yeah,
that's
if
one
you're
way.
Just gumming it,
yeah, that's
why
one
not?
Way to make your jaw tighter.
Yeah.
Get rid of all
you'll
your teeth.
You'll have a great jaw,
yeah,
but no teeth.
It'll all suck
no
in.
Teeth, yeah. Just saying. Mugs, I ordered it, and it gets here Wednesday.
Congrats.
My jaw doesn't need working out, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean?
No.
I'm not positive.
Can you explain? Honestly, I don't know what you mean. If
not
you
sure.
Can
I clarify because...
You know, because I work out my jaw on things.
I like ball play.
Do you go to the gym or whatever and use the like a jaw machine?
Get those jaw machines in. When is the last time you've ever gone to a gym? If ever.
The jaw machine is always taken.
You know, the jaw machine.
What gym are you going to?
You guys know there's always such
I'm
a long
in line.
Yeah, there's always such a long line at the jaw machine.
All right, I think we are picking up what you're putting down. Some birthdays for you. T-Pain, Kenley Jansen, Ezra Miller, Kieran Culkin, Marion Cotillard.
Bonkers.
You say that her eyes are bonkers.
Yeah,
They're not. She's
no.
a gorgeous woman.
I'm not saying she's not gorgeous. I'm just saying...
Bonkers.
Her eyes are fine.
Where
Do you
is
think
she?
They're just
beautiful.
Too big?
They're a little big, and they're also... I'm not positive which one's looking in which direction.
All right. Lacey Chabert, Eric Stoltz, Jenna Elfman, Fran Drescher, and one of our favorite people here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you.
When he comes in to talk about Arrested Development, Veep, he was most recently Forky. He's just an all-around good human being. Happy birthday to Tony Hale. And that's what's
Bill
happening.
Shame to us and continues to bring shame to us.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Thanks, Ellie. You drive home tomorrow morning in all new Kevin and Bean Show. We have CM Punk in studio.
Yeah.
What?
We have animal stories. Is it too early to start decorating for Halloween? It's October 1st.
It's
Hell
too
no.
late.
Hell no.
Too late,
and
losers.
We have tickets for Universal Studios Hollywood Halloween Horror Nights as well.